that Jesus was a messenger for me and you. Though no one got the message but a very few. Would you want to crucify me like they crucified him? If I told you the principles and truth for which he gave his life, distorted beyond recognition after he died, resulted in 2,000 years of war and strife. Would you want to crucify me like they crucified him? If I told you that Jesus hates your phony Christianity, wasn't in his plans to start an industry with right-wing politician preachers on TV. Would you want to crucify me like they crucified him? If I told you that most of your religion is for hypocrites, wear it like a spandex suit, but it's way too tight. It shows up all your flaws, and that would explain the way you hide behind your Jesus advertising campaign. Would you want to crucify me? In market share, the more you push him down our throats, the less that we care. Would you want to crucify me like they crucified him? He hates the stupid things you do in his name, the way you hawk him in the media. The ones who preach the loudest are the farthest from truth. That's the way you brand him in the minds of our youth. If I told you that if Jesus reappeared and told the truth among men, within a month they'd probably crucify him again, would you want to crucify me like they crucified him? The Jesus hawkers would show him who's boss, 'cause it's safer for them when he's up on his cross.
I don't want to offend anybody tonight, you know, by, you know, stomping on your toes or something, but I do hope that even if what I say grates against you and rubs you the wrong way, please prove to the world how open-minded you really are and give me a fair hearing, because I really do want to share the love of Jesus with you tonight and underline what the truth is. Oh, yeah, there really is a truth out there. Ooh, we'll get into that. But what's this other attitude? Where did it come from? What's it like? Well, let's go to Isaiah 14.